We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Welcome to day 1283. Speaking to the American public from the Oval Office, Joe Biden said he ended his re-election campaign because there is a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. He said that saving our democracy was more important than any title, and that the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation, adding, "That is the best way to unite our nation." Biden did not mention Trump by name, but instead framed his decision to step aside by saying Americans are going to have to choose between moving forward or backward, between hope and hate, between unity and division. We have to decide, do we still believe in honesty, decency, respect, freedom, justice, and democracy? Biden, who entered political life as one of the youngest U.S. senators in history and is leaving as the nation's oldest president in history, praised Kamala Harris and ended his speech by saying, "It's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years." Meanwhile, Kamala Harris warned that Trump and Project 2025 would return America to a dark past of chaos, fear, and hate. In a speech to the American Federation of Teachers in Houston, Harris blasted the Heritage Foundation's 900-page vision for a second Trump term, saying Trump and his extreme allies want to take our nation back to failed trickle-down economic policies, back to union busting, back to tax breaks for billionaires. They want to cut Medicare and Social Security, to stop student loan forgiveness, and want to eliminate the Department of Education and end Head Start. She added, "We want to ban assault weapons, they want to ban books," as teachers responded with chants of "Bring it on, bring it on." While Trump has largely tried to distance himself from Project 2025, his vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for the upcoming book from the architect of the right-wing blueprint. Vance wrote, "We are now all realizing that it's time to circle the wagons and load the muskets. In the fights that lay ahead, these ideas are an essential weapon." Speaking of Vance, he also once argued that Kamala Harris is unfit to be president because she has not given birth to children. During a 2021 interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox News, Vance called Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and other Democrats the childless cat ladies who want to make the rest of the country miserable.
What he's saying is that we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
The comments have resurfaced now that Harris is the likely Democratic nominee for president. Harris does not have biological children, but she does have two stepchildren, Cole and Ella Emhoff. Buttigieg, who now has two children, criticized Vance's comments, saying,
"You know, the really sad thing is he said that after Chasten and I had been through a fairly heartbreaking setback in our adoption journey. He couldn't have known that, but maybe that's why you shouldn't be talking about other people's children. And it's not about his kids or my kids or the vice president's family. It's about your family, people's families, whose well-being will depend on whether we go into a future led by somebody like Kamala Harris, who is focused on expanding the prosperity, the freedom, the well-being of our families. And by the way, especially if you have kids and you're worried about climate, choosing between a party that has a plan on climate that creates jobs and a party that still calls it a hoax, even as we went through the hottest day in world history. Or do you want your children to grow up in a country defined by a return to the chaos and recrimination and cruelty that was the hallmark of the Trump era?"
Meanwhile, House Republicans passed a resolution criticizing Harris for her role in the Biden administration's handling of the U.S. border. Six Democrats in vulnerable House races voted with Republicans to pass the measure, strongly condemning the administration's failure to secure the United States border. In February, Senate Republicans blocked the $118 billion bipartisan border package, which Republicans had demanded but later rejected after pressure from Trump, who wanted to make the border a campaign issue. Today's resolution is symbolic and has no chance at getting taken up by the Democratic-controlled Senate. Moving on, the United States economy accelerated in the second quarter, growing at a 2.8% annualized rate. Economists had forecast a 2.1% growth rate following a 1.4% rise during the first quarter. The new data raises confidence of the economy achieving a soft landing, which involves economic growth alongside cooling inflation. And finally, Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan called for an enforcement mechanism to hold justices accountable for any violations of the court's code of conduct. Kagan suggested that Chief Justice John Roberts could appoint an outside panel of highly respected, experienced judges to review allegations of wrongdoing by the 9 Supreme Court justices. Although the court adopted an ethical code of conduct for the first time in November, it's been criticized for lacking a way to examine alleged misconduct or sanction justices who violate the rules. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.